You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 a.m. on this Friday, December 1st. Happy December, everyone, and happy December to our guest, Darren Selzler from the Crookston Police Department. Darren, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, doing well. It's been a little bit since we've seen each other. So what's been going on recently?
Yeah, exactly. We were just talking about that. I think last month I had a Corky fill in for me. And so yeah, I was excited to get back out and come back on Valley Talk, take my monthly spot. And so, yeah, I don't know. Today, I just thought, you know, we could talk a little bit about some of the past and upcoming events that we have at the police department. Some safety tips and some parking regulation rules and different things now that snow's coming, if it ever comes. And I'm not complaining by any means, that's for sure.
We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the snow to come, and it gave us a little bit of a cameo appearance about a month ago, and then it left us.
It did, so. And you know, I wouldn't cry over a brown Christmas, but maybe a little snow cover might not be bad either for Christmas. So
yeah. It always makes the holidays feel a little more special when you have the snow on the ground.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. I can't remember the last time we had a brown Christmas. It's been a while.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So, yeah, you know, like always, we're always busy at the police department. We've, you know, day-to-day operations really keep us going often and every day. But, you know, just some things we did that I just thought, you know, the public might be interested in knowing is, we recently, actually this week, we hosted our annual department meeting. So once a year, it's an opportunity where we get all of our officers and staff in the same room. And we have a classroom at the police department that we all get together in. And, you know, we just kind of reflect on 2023 and kind of discuss what 2024 looks like moving forward, you know. And like for 2024, you know, if there's any department updates or improvements or, you know, in the budget season, you know, what that looks like, that obviously affects a lot of stuff that we do or some stuff that we can purchase. So granted, that's not finalized, but again, just kind of nice to get everybody on board and kind of hear what's going on. We, you know, we really try to keep our officers informed, but sometimes, you know, there's just so many moving parts to everything. It's just a really nice opportunity for all of us to get together and talk about that. So, and one of the main things of that department meeting is twofold. One is, you know, updates, and then two, it gives everybody an opportunity to kind of go around the room, right, you know, and let everybody talk and bring up any concerns or you know, anything that they, you know, we can improve or whatever that looks like, or just talk about how the year went. But the main thing is the officers get to bid their shifts for the following year. So how we do that at police department is, again, once a year about this time, end of November, into December, we have that annual meeting, and we bid our shifts once a year at the police department. The patrol officers do. So that's always nice. Typically, everybody kind of knows where they're going to, you know, end up, and they kind of, a lot of times there's not a lot of movement, but it's done by seniority. So that's a nice opportunity for, we start with a senior officer and go down the list, and you get to pick your shift for the year. So one nice thing about that is, you know, you do know your shift for 1 year, so it's easy to kind of plan around that as the year unfolds. So yeah, we always look forward to that. Good opportunity for everybody to get together. And, you know, some other things, we are at the police department. I know the city does this also. The city has theirs coming up here in December just for Christmas. But we also, at the police department, we host a holiday potluck dinner. We also do an awards ceremony. And this year we're going to be doing that just after the first of the year in January. We've been doing that for the last few years. But so, yeah, we get, you know, all family, friends together. This year we'll be doing it at the police department, but get everybody together. And during that potluck dinner, we also hand out service awards, you know, so service awards would be for years of service with the police department or City of Crookston in there, like 5-year increments. And then we also recognize and hand out awards for service recognitions. So, you know, service recognitions could be life-saving awards or something along that lines. And then another big one is we hand out Officer of the Year awards. So, again, a really good opportunity for family, friends, everybody get together, you know, have a nice meal, and just honor and appreciate the hard work that our officers do every day. And, you know, that let them know it doesn't go unnoticed and unrecognized. We really want to make sure they know that. And, you know, kind of the nice thing about it is the service awards, you know, those are just, like I said, every 5-year increments. But the, you know, the recognition awards for their service in the field, those are nominated by fellow officers. And also, same with the Officer of the Year. Those are nominations. So It's not administration or anybody that, you know, picks or pulls a rabbit out of a hat. It's the officers choosing who they feel is worthy of those awards. And so we have a little in-house committee that throughout the year, officers might recognize somebody for, again, a life-saving award or something else, and it gets reviewed by a few of our staff, and those awards are handed out each year. And so that kind of looks like a letter of recognition, and then they also get a pin or service award that they can wear on their Class A uniforms for that. So, again, really nice just to recognize them for all their hard work throughout the year. What else? So we're doing home-delivered meals again this year. We've been doing this for, I've been with the police department 20 years, and I think as long as I've been there, if probably obviously longer, we've been doing that. And typically our turn is the week before Christmas. So again, this year we'll be doing that December 18th through the 22nd. Again, just another nice opportunity for officers to get out in the community, you know, talk to people that are out there and just give back and do our part that way. So always something we look forward to. And I tell you, I've been doing it for years, and it's actually very rewarding. Go out there and talk with some members of the community. And, you know, some of those folks, that's the only opportunity they get to talk to people too, you know. So it's just really nice to get out there and let them see us. And like everything, you know, just try to let everyone know we're human like everybody else, you know. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And then also our annual shop with a hometown hero or shop with a first responder, I think they're calling it this year. That is scheduled for December 12th. At 4:30, and that's hosted or that's done at Walmart every year. And we'll have some more literature going out on that. But, you know, again, big thanks to Walmart for sponsoring that event. It's co-organized between the Polk County Sheriff's Office and the Crookston Police Department. Officer Rascott, our school resource officer, big shout out to him. He applies for the grant every year through Walmart, which is actually quite a process. You apply through the actual corporate office down, I think it's Arkansas. And of course, then that funnels back to your local Walmart. And you know, we've been very fortunate. We've been able to fund that each year through Walmart. And kind of what that looks like is, I think this year it's there's going to be about 33 $75 gift cards handed out to children throughout the community. And when I say community, that's Polk County also. So like Fauston, Winnemac, you know, Fertile, different areas like that. That's the part with the co-hosting with the sheriff's office. And also families in the Crookston area also. And so yeah, officers from Polk County Sheriff's Office, Crookston PD, the fire department, ambulance, all of them, we all get together. It's just a really nice event. We're paired up with one or two kids, you know, and we go shopping with them and help them pick out some presents for Christmas. And I tell you what a humbling experience. You know, some of the families are a little less privileged, and most of the time they're buying presents for their family, friends, or somebody else. It's pretty, honestly, it's pretty rare. We always try to encourage them, you know, pick something out for yourself too, but a lot of those kids are more interested in their siblings or something else. So it's just really, really fun to be part of that and see that. So, yeah, so that's kind of a recap of just some of the stuff we've done in the last week or so and upcoming through December into January. Just always nice to let everybody know what we have going on and what we're doing. Couple of things in the community, just a reminder again for the public to lock their doors on their vehicles. So we've recently had some above average vehicle thefts, and historically and typically, you know, we don't get a lot where people like break windows or try to pry doors open. It's just the vehicles that are unlocked. So, and that's an easy thing to correct, right? You know, we talk about in law enforcement creating hard targets where, you know, like locked doors or locked somewhere. If somebody has to, you know, where it's a process to get through to, you know, to do the act, it's harder for them to do it. So again, just locking those doors is super, super important. So, you know, I just want to remind the public, anytime your vehicle's unattended, especially in the overnight hours, to please make sure you're locking those doors. Doesn't take long. People walk around the neighborhoods and pop door handles and see if they're open. So this last little bit we've had, we're pretty confident we were able to catch the offenders. But again, you know, it's just, again, I want to remind everybody, make sure you lock your doors. That's super important. So, yeah. And I guess just lastly, you know, with the snow coming, like I said, it's not here yet, but we live in northern Minnesota. We know what's coming for sure, right? So every year what I like to do about this time of year is just remind the public of some of the parking regulations throughout the city of Crookston. You know, and some of the parking limits that we have, that are more applicable to the residential areas is, just so everybody knows, you know, it's unlawful to park your vehicle, and that would also include like trailers, RVs, boats, etc., on any street in the residential area for more than 24 hours. So actually on any street throughout Crooks, unless it's posted otherwise. And where you see a lot of that is in the downtown district of Crookston. You know, we have areas that are marked, you know, 15 minutes, 2 hours, 12 hours, etc. And then we have some east and west streets in the downtown area that limit some overnight parking. You know, you can park during the day, but on the overnight hours, you know, you're generally not supposed to park in those areas. And, you know, it's especially more important during the winter months to, you know, we do regulate that all year, but obviously in the winter it's, you know, I don't want to say enforce more, but, you know, we look heavily at that because, again, allowing the city crews to remove the snow in the downtown district, obviously, in the residential areas. And you know, so if we start seeing what we call snowbirds, you know, in the residential area where vehicles haven't moved for some time, you know, we will issue parking violations and you know, if subsequent violations of the vehicle aren't moved on, you know, unfortunately, they will be towed. So, again, you know, unless it's placard otherwise, like in the downtown area, it's 24 hours on any other street. So that just means, you know, you can park up to 24 hours and you'd have to move your vehicle. And it can be in a similar location. But typically, we like to see it moved on either side of the street. Again, in the summer for the street sweeping crews, you know, where they can keep the streets clean. And in the winter, obviously, for the snow plows to get through those residential areas. And some of the streets, as we know, are as they kind of redo some of the streets, they narrow them a little bit, you know, on the new regulations. So makes it difficult if vehicles are parked on both sides of the street to do proper snow removal. So, you know, and like in the downtown district, you know, the city will send out notifications, you know, through media, typically through KROX and on the City of Crookston and Crookston Police Department Facebook pages, you know, at least one day prior that the city crews will be doing snow removal in the downtown areas. And, you know, typically how that works is, you know, we'll send out memos and one night they'll do like all the east and west streets. And typically they start about midnight. So it gives everybody an opportunity to move their vehicles. You know, but one night they'll do east and west, and then on the other night they'll do like the north and south, right? So, yeah, we just ask that people, you know, be cognizant of that and pay attention to that. You know, downtown area especially with the limited space for snow to accumulate or for it to move. You know, it's always nice to get down there and remove it from the sidewalks. They'll push it out in the street and then haul that off and get that snow out of there. So. You know, another thing that's kind of been common in the last few years is the snow emergencies. This usually only happens about once or twice or a couple times a year. But if the city does get large accumulations of snow, and again, especially in the downtown areas now where it's hard to pile up or kind of move that snow around, you know, the Public Works Director will declare a snow emergency. And again, that's typically done, you know, sometimes those are hard to judge depending when the snow might come. You know, we anticipate the weather, try to predict that. But typically the day before or, you know, several hours before a snow emergency. And, you know, again, what that means is you can't park any of your vehicles in any city street. So just, you know, the end result is just to make the city as safe as possible. And, you know, with those large accumulations of snow that it can affect traffic. You know, walking down the streets and crossing the streets and everything else. So again, those snow emergencies are I want to say fairly rare, you know, but there are times where we need to just issue those and so we can do the proper snow removal. And you know, during snow removals, that's where we'll typically or snow emergencies, you'll see more vehicles being towed. And we don't tow a lot of vehicles. You know, typically we try to locate the owner if that's possible and have them come down and move the vehicle. Because like everybody, I know it's expensive. We don't want to, our first, you know, step isn't to tow the cars. It's usually try to typically, you know, issue a citation or contact the owner and have them move them. And honestly, overall, the public's really, really good about that. You know, when we send out notifications that we're going to be doing snow removal, you know, there might be one here or there. And typically it's because somebody was out of town or something like that. So otherwise, yeah, usually everybody's pretty cognizant of that and pays attention to that. But again, with the snow coming, like I said, the main result is just to make the city as safe as possible. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to go through that and kind of give updates on where we're at and get ready for the snow to come, as we know it's going to be here probably sooner than later.
We know our fate is going to be snow at some point.
Unfortunately, yes, unfortunately, right? Right.
I do want to circle back to a couple of those events that you're doing with the community. How important is it to build those positive relationships with the community?
It's absolutely priority for us. You know, we host several outreach programs throughout the year, you know, from Night to Unite, the Halloween party. We help with Safety Town and other events throughout the community. You know, we have times where officers will just go have coffee with people or whatever. And it's really important to build those relationships with business owners and residents of certain neighborhoods or different things like that, right? Establish those relationships, have them where they feel comfortable contacting the police, know that we're there to help for anything that they need. You know, even non-emergency, call us, and if we, maybe it's not us that helps, but we have the resources to find out who that is. And, you know, I hear often where people after the fact say, oh, I was going to call, but I didn't want to bother you guys. And, you know, can't say enough how it's never, never a bother, right? We'd much rather have you call. And again, if it's not us directly helping you, you know, we'll find somebody to help you. So building those relationships are super, super important, you know, to be out in the community, let them know we're here. Putting a face with a name with officers and like I said earlier, just letting everybody know that we're part of this community. We live here also. We raise our kids here and we're human like the next guy. You know, it's a job like anything else, but yeah, so it's super important for us to be out there doing that. Absolutely.
And then talking about the parking, especially in the downtown, you know, that's a pretty big thing, especially because sometimes we take for granted parking downtown. We just don't really think of it. We just park and it's kind of a mindless thing. But being very important and careful about where you're parking and being aware of those signs so then you don't come up with one of those violations or end up, you know, maybe there's a heavy snowfall, plow comes through, your car gets snowed in, and just being very aware of those signs.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's especially important, like you said, in the wintertime. And like I said, you know, when the plows come through, it's unfortunate a lot of the big snow berms get created on the sidewalks. And that's difficult for people to get to, you know, local businesses and, you know, different things like that. You know, the state helps us with the Highway 2 corridor, excuse me, which is nice. But, you know, all the other streets are the responsibility of the city. And it's super important to just kind of pay attention to that because it doesn't take but a few inches of snowfall to have a fairly large berm on the sidewalk. And what's nice is they'll blade that off the sidewalk, right? You know, and then haul it away from the downtown area. And like I said, we want to, you know, for pedestrians walking to and from businesses, their cars, and again, visibility on corners, you know, to make sure we're not impeding traffic or that you can see people coming. And you know, the biggest thing is to try to remove any of those safety hazards and make it as safe as possible. Absolutely.
Safety is the highest priority.
Absolutely. That's our main goal with public safety, right? Is the best interest of the public. And we pride ourselves after that and try to do a really good job for that, for our community. Yep.
And also, you just, you know, as a personal level, you don't want your car to get snowed in.
Yeah.
It's a tough time to get out of those big berms. It can be a hassle.
It really can. And, you know, I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, when the snowplows have to go around your car, you know, that can be a 2-3 foot berm around it. And if you don't have a snowblower or something, you have to shovel by hand, it can be a lot. You know, your vehicle kind of almost gets stuck in the snow unless you're able to shovel it out or whatever. And, you know, that's not our goal, but, you know, we have to sometimes go around those vehicles that if they're not moved. And, you know, we work really close with the city and try to, you know, if they're going to be out at midnight, we'll go out a couple hours early and try to make sure that the streets are cleared and start contacting people if we can. And I think we have a really good partnership with them on that. But again, unfortunately, sometimes there's one or two vehicles that you just can't locate an owner or the vehicle comes back to some other person that lives outside the city. So, you know, it might be borrowed or driven by somebody else. So, again, but for the most part, you know, we're really good on getting those vehicles moved out of the downtown area for sure.
And when you are done using your vehicle, lock those doors.
Yes, absolutely. Again, thanks for circling back on that. You know, we see that a few times a year, you know, and right now, just I'm not sure why, but there was an influx the last few weeks, and we had quite a few vehicles. Again, they don't break into them. It's always if they're unlocked, they'll go in and steal property inside the vehicle or something like that. So it's just an easy thing to prevent. And I know we're all guilty of it from time to time or forgetting or not locking our doors or whatever that looks like. But, You know, this last round, we had some pretty significant thefts out of vehicles, and we just really hate seeing that. It's difficult to recover that property, and again, just clicking the button is super easy to double-check and make sure you lock your doors. Yep.
It's great that people can trust the community, and they feel so safe to keep their doors unlocked, but yes, you do need to keep those doors locked, because there are some people that are trying to take advantage of that, or
absolutely,
they see, you know, that your car is full of stuff. I know in speaking with other officers, that's something that's a pretty common theme, is to make sure you try and keep as little things in those visible areas.
Absolutely. No, you're right. And, you know, we do live in a safe community, like you said, but like any community, things happen. And it's just some you can't prevent, right? If some determined people are gonna commit certain crimes, and it just is what it is. But, you know, some of these are really easy to prevent. And so, yeah, just little things like that. I was just talking to my secretaries before we left and that, and just common trends and different things. And that's kind of the one we've been seeing here recently, so I thought it'd be a good opportunity just to bring that up today on Valley Talk. Yep.
Well, thank you, Darren, for joining us on Valley Talk. Is there anything else you'd like to get out there for the final month of 2023?
No, looking forward to 2024. 2023 has been a great year at the police department and in general, and looking forward to another year. And again, just wish the public to be safe moving forward. Have a good holidays. And contact us for anything you need. We're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, happy holidays to everyone over at the Crookston Police Department. Thank you for all of your work in 2023. And we know in 2024, you guys will do an excellent job as well.
I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me today. Appreciate it.
That was Darren Selzler from the Crookston Police Department on today's Valley Talk program.